Good morning. We are talking with Chad Abram, city administrator for Prairie du Chien. And of course, the Prairie du Chien school district is facing a referendum, an upcoming vote on April 1st. And Chad, we've been talking with lots of different people within the school district, but from a city administrator standpoint,
sure.
First things first, you're not from originally Prairie du Chien.
That is correct. I am not from Prairie du Chien.
What initially brought you to Prairie du Chien?
A haircut. No, that's where I met my wife. No, I came to Prairie du Chien for law enforcement.
Yes.
I was hired by the Sheriff's Department back in 1998.
So obviously you went from being a deputy to a police officer to police chief to now city administrator.
Correct.
And you have been in Prairie du Chien, would you say 1998?
1998.
Okay, so that's a lot of math.
Right.
You've been in Prairie du Chien a long time. You've chose to raise your family here.
Yes.
You know, you have three daughters?
Two
daughters who have gone through the Prairie du Chien School District.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, even somebody who's not from Prairie du Chien, the community means a lot to you.
100%. That's one thing, you know, when people ask me as years went on, because that wasn't the original plan for me. It was going to be 2 years and then get reciprocity, go back to Minnesota, right? Because I'm a Minnesota guy.
Sounds right? Familiar.
I'm a Minnesota guy, even though I'm wearing a Badger pullover today, you know?
Right. Sounds familiar. I'll work at the radio station for a couple years and then I'll go find something else.
A few things that this community kept me here was, of course, my wife, first and foremost, but the availability for outdoor activities, hunting, fishing, and just the small town atmosphere of walking down the street. I don't feel like an outsider anymore in Prairie du Chien.
No.
I feel I can walk down the street, and if I see someone, they're going to say hi, Chad, and I'm going to say hi back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That was great about this. The other thing was my kids both went to Prairie du Chien. You know, started there, graduated. Emma just graduated last year. Both went on to college. The school district has so many opportunities for kids. Just beyond... not just sports. I'm talking all kinds of extra activities. And it comes with a cost. What we do at the city level is, okay, we try to promote business to come to town and to get people to town. You and I have been talking on and off for the last couple of years on these administrators report. We talked about housing developments, Prairie Eco Cottages, brand new housing development, full waiting list.
Yes.
Brunson Court, full. Waiting list. The apartments, the new apartment complex, full waiting list. We try our best to get housing and increase housing to promote businesses to come to town, aka Pizza Ranch coming to town.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Huge investment into our community. So our job is to work with the school to try to create affordable housing for families to move to this area so the kids can go to school here. And to bring businesses as well. That's the cooperation there. The additional cooperation that I have with Andy Bonasic is we have this unwritten rule that if they need help with a project, let's say they're busy and they need some help with snow removal and my guys are free, we'll go do it at no cost, right? We don't charge them.
Yes.
And they do the same for us. They might plow a section of the sidewalk to alleviate our guys from doing it at no charge. Mm-hmm. It's called collaboration, right?
Yes.
You have to work with other entities in order to work as one unit, as function as a unit, right? So we get the county involved as well, too. So we all have to get together. Yeah, we all have some major projects coming up, right? The referendum, the public safety center, and the county jail. We understand that. But the child's education is so critical.
Well, and you and I have talked about it, too. You know, the strength of a community can be seen a lot in the strength of its school district.
Absolutely.
You know, you talk about wanting to bring in new businesses. You want to, you know, the businesses that we have are always looking for employers or employees. You want to bring the best to this community. And they're going to, first thing, if they have families, look at the school district.
100%. You know, that's what they look at when they move to town here. What kind of school district do we have? What kind of opportunities do I have for my kids? You know, just recently now, Max Erickson's full-time in the school. What an opportunity to have a school resource officer back in Prairie du Chien.
And that's a collaborative effort between Absolutely. The police department yes. and the school district.
Yes, that's
and,
another...
You know, Kyle and I, even we brought Max in for
Mocha
with Max.
Mocha with Max.
To just talk about, because from the outside looking in, you're going, well, why does the school need a police officer? But talking with teachers and just talking with Max, there are so many things that happen outside of the homes with some of these kids. And just building that kind of community relationship, building that foundation so that the kids know that they have that resource too. It's Absolutely. A resource for the children.
Right.
And so, again, a lot of just collaborative efforts between the city and the school district. Another thing I want to talk about too is the city, you know, you want to have a highly educated community because you want those as employees. You want them to stay.
Correct. I want them in our workforce.
Yes.
You know, we do have a good chunk of Prairie du Chien graduates that do work for the city.
Yes.
And there is a large portion of them who graduated from Prairie du Chien.
And then, you know, just having that employable person that graduates, you know, you're teaching them the life skills within the district that whether they choose to go just enter the workforce, whether they choose to go to a technical college, whether they choose to go to a four-year university, but they're getting the foundation at, you know, the school district here, and whether they choose to come back or whether they choose, you know, to go somewhere else, but they're prepared to enter the workforce.
Yeah. And, you know, I take my kids, for example. They graduated with so many credits from Southwest Tech University, getting them in school. Okay. As a parent,
how many thousands of dollars did that save you?
Exactly. When Emma's actually a sophomore, but she's only a freshman because the amount of credits that were transferred.
And you didn't pay any dollars for that.
$0.
Yes. Now, I don't know what the cost of UW-Madison is off the top of my head, but it's definitely thousands of dollars.
Yes.
So, you know, that's something that because of those collaborations with Southwest Tech, with some of the AP courses that are offered, it is saving parents in the district thousands of dollars as their kids head off to further their education. Some of the kids are graduating, you know, they can graduate high school with a degree from Southwest Tech.
Right.
So again, saving thousands of dollars.
Another great example of collaboration with Southwest Tech and the school district, because I'm kind of biased because I do teach for Southwest Tech. Current police officer Hope Meyer,
mm-hmm.
she was in my first ever criminal justice class that I taught at Prairie du Chien High School in 2016.
Wow.
So think about that circle. She graduates from high school, goes to Southwest Tech, gets her law enforcement degree, gets her academy done, and now she's a police officer back in Prairie du Chien.
So, I mean, that's
a success story.
I was going to say, that is definitely a success story. And, you know, as you're constantly trying to, you know, build businesses, build more housing, you know, just build the community of Prairie du Chien. You know, I just keep saying this, the school district is a really big part of that, too.
Absolutely, it is. It is.
And so if you have more questions, you know, we're talking with Chad Abram here, city administrator. You know, I mean, they can call your office, you know, if they want more information
yep.
from you on how the city works with the school district. But if you want more information on, you know, how your taxes will be impacted, that may be a question for Chad. Otherwise, I know there's a lot of information on the Prairie du Chien school district website.
Yeah, they've done a great job of explaining things on their website.
Anything else you want to add, Chad?
Just make sure people go vote on Tuesday, April
Whether
1st.
It's yes or no,
yep.
exercise your right to
you
vote.
You have to vote.
Yes.
You don't miss votes.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Chad Abram, Prairie du Chien City Administrator.